I guess you fell.
All right. And I guess you don't know what he calls the sheep, since they weren't raised for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if a man wants to get his horse ready to go somewhere, like he's got to use him to pull a wagon or a buggy, mm-hmm. he say he's going to do what to the horse to get him?
Hitch it up.
Okay.
Hitch him up to the wagon.
All right. Would you ever say harness him up?
Yeah.
That would do just as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'd say?
Harness.
What about these things that you hold in your hand when you're riding a horse? You know, the gun?
The reins?
Yeah. Well, what about the things that you hold in your hand if you're plowing with them? Again, you know, the guiding. Would that be the same thing?
Bridle or something like that. Yeah. I don't know how that fits in there.
You ever heard that referred to as lines or plow lines?
Yeah, I've heard of lines. I don't know what it had anything to do with plowing.
And when you're riding a horse, the things that you put your feet in, those are the...
Stirrups.
Okay. Ever heard of, if you've got horses hitched to a wagon, several horses, any horse referred to as the lead horse?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. What about this expression? Say if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a...
little... way off? I don't know.
Yeah.
A little way off.
Okay. Or if you're going somewhere and you've not yet finished, you know, your trip, you say, we still got a
little further to go.
What about it's not just a little?
Oh, a long piece.
Okay.
Left or something.
Or if you're looking for something that's very common, you might say, well, it's no problem finding that. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm, sure. And if somebody trips and falls in your front yard and he falls this way, you say he fell?
Backwards.
Yeah, if he fell that way, he fell.
Fall.
All right. What about talking about these trenches that are cut out by a plow? What would you call those things? Anything special?
A rose, I guess.
Okay. You ever heard furrows used?
Yeah. I get that confused with how.
Mm-hmm. And you call them just...
Farm.
Alright. Say if a farmer expects to get a good yield, he might say, he might say something like, well, we raised a big this year.
Crop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if a man's got a piece of land with some bushes and trees growing on it, and he wants to put the land to cultivation, you'd say he did what to the land to get rid of the bushes?
Cleared it.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Mm-mm.
New ground? Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Or say if a farmer has just cut his wheat off, I mean his hay off the field the first time, and then it comes back again a second time. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything particular?
No.
Like second cutting or second growth or something?
I'm probably the second cutting.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I wasn't exactly sure what it was.
No.
Okay. Do people around here ever grow any wheat as a crop that you know of?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a couple of things, see if you've heard about this anyway. Say if you just cut wheat, you might say that you cut the wheat and you